They're standing room only at the Ukiah Conference Center, where Mendocino County constituents have packed the house to meet with their elected representative, Democrat Mike Thompson. Several attendees raise questions about the recent health care plan. Thompson says it's more like insurance reform than health care reform.
Your kids can stay on your policy until they're 26. No exclusion for children born with pre-existing conditions. In 2014, no exclusion for adults who have pre-existing conditions. And in the interim, a provision which allows adults to purchase coverage, adults with pre-existing conditions. The other one that we didn't mention is the mandate to health insurance companies that not only can they not throw you off if you get sick, but 85% of the premiums have to go to health care rather than to swell corporate profits.
While he admits it's not the bill he would have written entirely.
And certainly not the bill that I would have written had I been in charge, and maybe not the one that you all would have written had you been in charge.
Though Thompson later says he did help write some of it.
I helped write part of the bill.
He says it includes some health care reform.
Preventive health care without any copay, which will encourage people to go in and use health care as it's supposed to be used, not go into the emergency room when you get sick, but health care that addresses the health of individuals, not we're going to provide health care based upon what we get reimbursed for.
But the health care plan approved by Congress doesn't go far enough for some constituents who want to see Congress enact a single-payer health care system.
The fact that single-payer was taken off the table because, someone threw out, socialized medicine.
I personally would love to see someday in our country a single-payer health care system.
Thompson says that's unachievable.
We have a privatized system now, as you know. And you also know that there wasn't even the support to do a public option, let alone to change to a single payer. So it was politically unachievable.
A Blue Dog Democrat who's a fiscal conservative, Thompson says he supports a privatized health care system. And some of his largest supporters come from the insurance industry, like New York Life Insurance and the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America. His other large contributors include unions like Unite Here and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Several members of the local Teamsters Union were at the Ukiah Conference Center to speak with Thompson. Angelina Potter, a deputy public defender in Mendocino County, says a strike is looming due to a proposed 20% pay reduction from the county supervisors.
That would constitute a constructive firing, entitling us to collect unemployment benefits. This has been a take-it-or-leave-it offer with no counter-proposals. We are currently 23% below market rate for other Northern California public attorneys. This, if a 20% pay cut is imposed, and we believe that it will be approximately February, this will result in a strike, and this will by our union, and this will constitute a serious interruption at the local superior court.
She wants her elected representative to intervene. Thompson says that's not likely to happen. The Mendocino County Public Attorneys Association may be the strongest local union. Members of the Teamsters, the association includes public defenders, district attorneys, and juvenile attorneys. If the county succeeds in reducing their pay by 20%, it could happen to other county employees. Constituents also voice concerns about the No Child Left Behind Act, which is up for reauthorization soon. Sherry is a parent from Redwood Valley.
One of the biggest things that I see shifting is that now, instead of teaching our kids, they're focusing on a lot of time around those testing materials. It's taking away, it's almost like dumbing down our system.
Farmers voice concerns about water issues. Ominously missing from the community dialogue were the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This March marks the 8th anniversary of the Iraq invasion. While one of Mike Thompson's largest contributors is the military contractor company Raytheon, Thompson says he supports bringing the troops home.
I'm for getting our troops back from Afghanistan as quickly and safely as possible. I voted against the appropriations bill to continue funding that stuff, and I think we should get them home. And I think we should change from this counterinsurgency program that we have now to a counterterrorism program and bring our troops home and do that.
In Iraq?
Same thing.
Same thing.
You know what I've done. You know I carried the legislation to redeploy the troops from there.
According to thecostofwar.com from the National Priorities Project, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have cost the U.S. more than $1.1 trillion. The cost of California? $144 billion are going to subsidize the wars in the Middle East. And the cost to Mendocino and Humboldt counties? More than $500 million. And now Pakistan's on the war radar. Thompson, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee's Subcommittee on Terrorism, Human Intelligence, Analysis, and Counterintelligence, says Pakistan is in a scary situation.
Pakistan is a near-failed state with nuclear capabilities. It's a very scary situation.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for the KMUD Community News.